to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We can you can enjoy the features that we give you there totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And Eminent Domain is back in the news. For those of you just tuning in Allentown, Pennsylvania, the city council's voted 6-1 despite having a public meeting packed full of angry people, people who are speaking out against the idea of eminent domain, especially for the purpose of giving it to a hockey team or any other private agency. Because it used to be the old excuse for eminent domain was that we're using it only for public purposes.
You know, right, like building a water plant or something like that.
Right, public use, I believe, is what the Constitution says. I'd have to go look and just to make to verify it, but my understanding is it's specific in the U.S. Constitution that it's public use. And what it's come to mean over time is for the public good.
Right. Well, I mean, even if it's, you could still stretch the term public use. This gives you an example of how when government does something initially, it's never down the line what it was intended originally. So the original intention was for things like roads and power plants or whatever, you know, essential supposed things that the government needed to do with that property. And now they've managed to use the term public use, kind of morph it into public good, but essentially suggesting that, well, if we can get some use out of it as the public, and we're the public because we're the government, because that's a code word for government,
right, right. Mm-hmm.
Then therefore, because we'll be getting more tax dollars from this stadium than we would have from the 30 individual houses slash businesses that would have been on this property, have been on the property, then that's the public good. We're going to get use out of it, so therefore, eminent domain's okay.
Yep, and good enough for us.
The Supreme Court backed this up about a half a decade ago,
yep.
And so here's continuing this the manifestation of this particular viewpoint, where they're looking at, let's see, 30-some property owners now live within the footprint in which the city would like to steal. They live there, and the city is negotiating to buy those properties. It has agreements in place. Now, of course, negotiation makes it sound like there's actually some level of
right.
Voluntary interaction.
Negotiation suggests two parties that are of equal footing.
How about you take this offer, or we come through with a bulldozer?
That's the kind of negotiation.
That's real good. It's in your interest, man.
Yeah, I'm sure the Italian-Americans listening right now don't feel at all put upon.
I can't do a Russian mobster accent, you know, as well.
Yeah, I'm afraid that that's just it, right?
How about that you'll put your signature on this line here?
That's pretty good. I don't know that...
In Soviet Russia, eminent domain's you.
It has agreements in place, claims, for the bureaucrats claim, for about half of the sites. The majority of property owners who spoke at the city meeting criticized the city's handling of the site selection, its notification of owners, and said the sale offers don't take into account relocation costs and business values. The city's offering to help property owners with relocation, says one of the bureaucrats, but he couldn't give specific dollar figures since every business is different. We want them to be successful, said the bureaucrat. We want them to be in downtown Allentown. Using eminent domain as a legal avenue aimed at compelling any holdout property owners to sell, it's a strategy that would require the city to go before the Lehigh County Court, which, of course, the court's going to give their approval stamp to it. Judge, the bureaucrat says if an amicable solution can't be met, an impartial judge would help reach a deal. Now, anybody that's ever been in front of a judge before knows that this is nonsense.
Right. They're not impartial. They work for the same people that are trying to take the house.
Yep.
I mean, you don't think this judge hangs out with these city councilors at the country club?
Right.
Come on.
So they go on to blab about this particular structure. It's going to be 8,500 seats. It might open up in 2013. It'll be home to the Phantoms, the Philadelphia Flyers, American Hockey League affiliate.
So that's a step down from the NHL is, you know, sort of a farm team.
Resident Michael Malvinsky asked the council if they really thought a minor league sports team was going to rejuvenate Allentown. He predicted hockey fans won't be visiting eateries, and the arena traffic will likely drive away those patrons. Resident and hockey fan Mike Schware said there's no way he can support taking someone's property for something as frivolous as a hockey arena. This coming from a hockey fan in Allentown.
Have you guys had any local sports teams that were like this around where you were...
What do you mean, like this? Like,
well, just stole property?
Not the ones that stole property. Just the low-grade sort of sports teams. We had a couple in Milwaukee.
Triple A teams.
Right. Well, there's Triple A, and then there's arena football, and there's like various... There's soccer, and soccer's really big in Milwaukee in certain aspects because they are nationally successful, but they still have to go through huge lengths just to get people to show up for their games.
Hmm.
Like, they're giving tickets away, basically.
Yeah.
And if their whole idea of having this sort of stadium is to generate revenue, how are they going to generate revenue when they have to give tickets away to get people to show up?
So sad. And Mark is absolutely right on his point where these governments, they have no idea what they're doing economically. They don't know what the market signals are. They don't know what level of demand there actually is for any of these things. They just have all this money that they've stolen from people, and so they just do whatever they want with it. And if it doesn't work out, it's not like it's their skin that's in the game. They, these six city council members who voted for this, they will not lose if if this stadium comes in. They're not having to lose their home or their business. They won't lose anything if this stadium flops and ends up being sold. What's that one in Detroit? There was a stadium like in the Detroit area that was originally built for like $17 million and sold for $500,000.
It was sold for $600,000 or some incredibly small amount. But JJ's, when he reminds me of the small time teams that were in Sarasota. I went to I think it was a Monarchs game in Manchester, and I believe that they're a derivative of the Kings. I think so. And I don't remember what I paid for tickets there, but in Sarasota, for the baseball team that, I don't know, there's so many teams that came and went. I know that the Cincinnati Reds were there for a while, the White Sox were there for a while, some other team that maybe had Sox in the word, I don't know. But there were several teams there, and literally, tickets, if you walked up and said, "Hi, I'm here for a baseball game," they'd sell them to you for $5. But only somebody who did that would buy them for $5 because they constantly had giveaways, constantly were giving these things away.
Well, they should give away if they're going to charge $7 for a beer or whatever it is they charge when you get in.
You've never been to one of these minor league games.
Yes, I have, damn you.
Where?
You think you know everything about me.
I don't think it's $7 for a beer.
Where have you been? Tell us.
That's not my experience.
Maybe $5. Mark, and you're right, it's been a few years since I've
been
there.
The major leagues, you could definitely pay $7 for a beer, there's no doubt, but I don't think they're getting that.
They aren't cheap, even at the minor league games.
No, they're not cheap.
You're paying $5 for a hot dog or something crazy like that. So there's, by the way, a deadline now, of a tentative deadline of September 15th for the city bureaucrats to reach a so-called agreement with the property owners, which means to finally push them around enough and get them out of these homes. Their homes they've spent their lives in, they've raised their families, the business in which they have spent years and probably thousands of dollars upgrading buildings and making things better and advertising a specific location and creating an imprint in people's memory as to where they need to go to get whatever products that they would get. All of that's going to be washed away, thrown away on the speculation that this hockey team is going to somehow improve things for the city of Allentown.
Exactly. Speculation. They don't know that this is going to make any money because it's failed in so many other places. Why would it not work here? At the same time, these city councilors and anybody who gets elected to these positions, it's like people who win the lottery. They instantly come upon all this money, this taxpayer money, and they're like, how can we spend this money? And we're not accountable. It's not our money, so we don't care. We're just going to go out and spend it on whatever great idea someone comes up with, and then
someone like a politically connected construction firm that might want to get a nice contract.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. Keep those jobs local, right, guys?
Right. Well, these guys come to the city council with proposals of ideas. Like here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's one of these potential boondoggles out on the horizon, actually. I haven't heard much talk about it recently, but for a while they've been kind of chatting in the city council about building a convention center in Keene. Now, again, this isn't something that just applies to sports domes. This also applies to anything that the government gets into, any kind of business project or investment, as they use the term. Remember, they're not investing their money. They're investing your money.
If it was an investment, then you'd be able to pick.
Yeah, and you don't get, as a so-called investor with the money on the line, you actually don't get the return on the investment if it actually does, make money. But a lot of these city-run and city-built convention centers are empty year-round. With save a handful of conventions that come there simply because it's there. If there was a market demand for it, then it should be built, and it would be built. But the city just jumps in and just does whatever they want, and it doesn't matter. Throw caution to the wind. It's not their money.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you could just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site. You go to freetalklive.com, click enjoy. By the way, you can click into the archives section, and then at that point, you can access a year's worth of the show all the way back to late 2006, all for free for you at freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members of the Better Business Bureau. Prices so low, in some cases, they can't even be advertised. You can get an additional 5% off of everything with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. You know, that 5% off is kind of like getting your shipping for free. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You know, I didn't ask the question. Maybe there's somebody listening who actually thinks eminent domain is a good idea. That you just think it is great for the government to be able to take people's homes from them for whatever purpose. Or maybe you only will give them, you know, the inch of being able to take it for important projects like, you know, water treatment plant or a park or something like that. If you're one of those people that can defend eminent domain, I'd love to hear from you tonight at 800-259-9231, because as the comments here on LehighValleyLive.com, their story about Allentown, Pennsylvania, voting their city council voting 6-1 to steal property from people, the first comment gets it right out. I mean, he's straight out. Carl writes, he says, eminent domain is just a way to legally steal property. Yeah, that's all it is.
Right. That's all it is.
And it doesn't matter to me for what purpose they're stealing it. I don't care if they do want to build a power plant or whatever the issue is there. If it's worth building, make an offer in the open marketplace, and if somebody doesn't want to sell to you, then you can buy the property somewhere else, buy from somewhere else, and if it's really worth that, if that one piece of property is really so critical, then you should be willing to make whatever the offer is that is required to buy it.
You know, if these places are such an attraction,
it's a hockey team, by the way.
Hockey teams, you know, why do they have to be downtown? I mean, if people are going to come to a hockey game, are people really going to stumble out of local bars and say, let's go to a hockey game? I mean, why do they want to put it downtown?
Everything has to be downtown for these bureaucrats.
That's right.
All
they want
important.
To revitalize the downtown. Apparently, you know, putting a second-rate hockey team in Allentown, Pennsylvania will do that.
I back home before I left, about 2 years before I left, which would be about 2005 in Wisconsin, I lived in a suburb of Milwaukee to the south, and the idea that the city government, I think it was the greater area sort of government, they all get together. You know, all the suburbs and the city, they all get together and talk about some plans sometimes. And anyway, they had this idea of putting this hockey rink in our city. And it was supposed to be a multi-use facility where it wouldn't just be hockey, it would also be like
concerts.
Ice skating and like all kinds of ice-related sports.
Mm-hmm.
So
anything
now,
to do with ice, we'll do it.
Right. We already had the Pettit Center in Milwaukee, which is a world-famous training rink for Olympians and hockey players and all
things
kinds of...
Things that have to go on ice?
Exactly. Yeah. And they wanted to add this one to the south, so there'd be another place to go for people if this one was busy, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they spent all this money, took this property, and anyway, about a year...
So they eminent domained people?
Yeah, they eminent domained a huge section of property, and some of it was actually not being used. It was some industrial property that was in disrepair, and it was just basically abandoned. But anyway, what they did is they cleaned it up, and they started building, and then they ran out of money. And so
no.
So literally, you drive down the street, and you see this skeleton structure of this building they were building. And they stopped, you know, midway through. So all you see is this nasty wreck of a structure that is literally falling apart because it wasn't completed. And the weather, as anyone knows in the Northern Hemisphere, the winters are very harsh. And they are unforgiving. So that rain and freezing ice caused separation and cracks and a lot of breakage. So the wasted space that they took the property, then they spent money to build a building, and then they ran out of money,
it's
and
pathetic.
They abandoned the property. It's like, what about the investment? What about the money you spent? You basically just flushed it all down the toilet.
You know, and yes, it's a disaster. Can you imagine what it feels like to have had your home taken, and then they don't even complete the ice rink? Mm. I mean, it's got to leave a hole in your heart. But you know, imagine for a second if you would have done this. You would have got there, you've gone, jumped through all their hoops and begged them for building permits and all this other stuff, and then built a half-finished arena. And, you know, like, look, I've got to go get some investors. It's going to take me another couple of years to do this. They'd have a fit. They'd take the property from you and destroy the whole thing.
The code enforcement people would be by every day saying, oh, this building isn't up to code. Well, yeah, it's not finished. Well, it's not up to code. But if the city constructs a building that isn't up to code or isn't finished and abandons it, they aren't getting that same sort of accountability from the code enforcement officials or anyone like that because, well, they're all on the same team. So why would I do that? I mean, it's just disgusting.
So I'm looking here just to kind of flash back, since we're talking about eminent domain. We mentioned the New London case, the Kelo 7 Supreme Court case, where the Supreme Court authorized the use of eminent domain for the purposes of granting property to private owners. And just to kind of give you a flashback as to what happened, it was back in 2009 when it was reported by The Day, which is the New London newspaper there, that Pfizer was pulling out because they stole people's properties from them for the purpose of building this big office complex where Pfizer was supposed to come in with all kinds of jobs and pay more taxes than the people that were living there. And the 8-year-old $300 million campus to close. No job losses, though. They're just going to take all those jobs somewhere else. 8 years after opening its state-of-the-art global research and development headquarters in New London, Pfizer announced Monday it will close the nearly $300 million complex.
And that was 2009, but the court case didn't come out until like 2005. Did they open? Because I seem to remember they built a portion of the office, and then they wanted to do some more things in the neighborhood. They may never have even got that done. They just knocked the houses down.
The announcement came as Pfizer will maintain its local workforce numbers, came as the company said it will be closing 6 research and development sites worldwide. And if I recall correctly, Pfizer was given a number of perks. You know, they were given, obviously, the opportunity to come into this building that was custom-made for them, but also I believe they had the ability to not pay taxes as well. Like, for it's one of those things that cities
will do
to bring big companies in, manufacturers and that sort of thing. They'll say, look, you come to our city, you bring your jobs in here, and we'll exempt you from taxes.
5 years.
So they may have actually gone in here, taken advantage of the tax exemptions, and then packed up shop and said, oh, yep, we're done. We're out of here.
The city just north of me, the suburb just north of me, was famous for being the headquarters for many huge businesses, and the whole reason was the tax situation. They could build their building and get no taxes assessed to them for X number of years, and the idea was they'd be there that number of years, and the money that they'd save not paying taxes was well worth building that building and then moving somewhere else when it became
incredible
the time for that.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Give us a call. Especially if you can defend the process of eminent domain as anything but theft. It's Free Talk Live.
Our big story. Food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn price is up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosures since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Tell me about Bitcoin, Mark.
Well, Bitcoin, if you're tired of watching the value of your dollar plummet, if you're tired of banks charging you fees, and if you want to take back control of your own money, then take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin's the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. To learn more, go to weusecoins.org. Again, it's weusecoins.org.
So we're talking about eminent domain and flashing back to the Kelo versus New London case that resulted in people having their homes taken from them that have been occupied for generations, people having their property stolen for the purpose of building some sort of a complex for primarily to rent to pharmaceutical manufacturer Pfizer. Then a few years later, Pfizer pulls out after, for whatever reason, I mean, they have their business reasons, they just decided to leave. And there's a story over at newsbusters.org where the gentleman here who's writing this, Tom Blummer, observes that the news media, the mainstream media covering this particular case, and specifically the New London Day, the local newspaper there, manages to cover the story without actually mentioning the four-letter local word kilo. They don't actually at any point utter that woman's name. She's one of the seven homeowners.
And the name under which the case went to the Supreme Court.
Right, Kilo versus the City of New London. And so they're covering this information about Pfizer backing out on this property without even mentioning it, and he kind of focuses on this point. He says it's a development that I wouldn't wish in on anybody, but one that the City of New London, Connecticut, brought upon itself by pursuing and winning the Kilo versus New London case at the Supreme Court in 2005. Some win in what Ed Morrissey at Hot Air calls a fitting coda to a chapter of governmental abuse. Pharmaceutical manufacturer Pfizer is leaving the global research and development headquarters that it built in New London just 8 years ago. The significance of the move should resonate nationally because the Washington Examiner explains Pfizer's original decision to locate in New London was driven by the city's promises to eliminate a nearby neighborhood, promises which led to the Kilo litigation once residents, including Suzette Kilo, pushed back. And they talk about, again, how the New London Day completely ignores the court case and just talks about how Pfizer is leaving. The Day's insistence on avoiding any mention of the word kilo is a deplorable tradition that began almost immediately after the final holdouts, Suzette Kilo and Michael Cristofaro, settled with the city in mid-2006. The paper's persistence looks especially petty and childish today.
It kind of looks like 1984 when they used to disappear people in the book. You know, they just destroy whatever remnant that there is of their existence, and they're never talked about again.
Well, some of these like local news organizations, like we have the Sentinel here in this city. It's like they get along with the bureaucrats, and they go to lunch with them, and they're buddy-buddies. So it's, well, why would I want to say anything bad about my friend, the
right.
city manager? Or
how are they going to get a scoop if they...
Exactly. They're just right in bed, right next to that corporation that wanted more state help and money. They're just as big a part of the problem.
Yeah, it's all the good old boys network. The Hartford Courant, which appears to have been the first to report the story, also did not mention the dirty word of kilo. The strain to avoid saying kilo borders on the hysterical. In a 3-minute Fox 61 video that is embedded, reporter Lori Perez first made this reference to the case, and he says that there are some opportunities where the word would have made sense, to reference it would have made sense. The quote is, "It wasn't that long ago that New London was wooing Pfizer to Fort Trumbull, and in a bitter and infamous eminent domain battle..." Would have been a good time to mention the actual name of it.
Yeah.
"Taking away private homes to make way for business and technology and a business and technology park. Tonight, along with taking a look at the business and economic impact of Pfizer leaving, there is, as you might imagine, strong reaction from residents wondering what exactly they lost their homes for." After this buildup, Perez interviewed only one resident, Michael Cristofaro, who, of course, is now a former Fort Trumbull resident. This is one of the seven people who were involved in the Kilo versus New London court case. And here's what he had to say. He says that eminent domain battle with the city and developers combined with today's news is a bitter pill to swallow. Quote, "There's nothing here. It's clear cut. It's a dust bowl. I mean, that's what's sad. There was a 10-year battle, and here it is, 12 years later, and we could still be here. And we would be paying the taxes on it. What does the city have now? They have nothing."
I don't know what the city has. I mean, if Pfizer, so they built, the city built the complex and then was renting it to Pfizer. Was that the deal?
The New London Development Corporation, as you may recall, Mark, is front group, which is essentially a city-created corporation. So
right.
It's not the city, but it is the city.
Right.
So, yeah, essentially the city funnels money into the NLTC.
Doesn't the New London Corp or whatever have to pay the property taxes?
Presumably they do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would think if they're the owners of the building.
But if they're shills for the city, then who knows?
Yeah, exactly. So
either way, the city just takes this property and then tries to figure out what to do with it again.
As to the press outside of the Nutmeg State, he says, "I have noted in several previous newsbusters, the national media have been proactively disinterested in developments, or more correctly stated, non-developments in the Fort Trumbull area. After the ruling itself, the establishment media largely ignored the bitter struggle that ensued. Almost no one knows that a new party, One New London, whose express purpose was to prevent the New London Development Corporation separation from carrying out its Supreme Court-sanctioned actions came out of nowhere and won two seats on the seven-seat city council, losing out on a third seat by 19 votes. Almost no one knows... I hadn't heard that. Almost no one knows that city council, with the one new London party member strongly dissenting, voting in 2006, formalized in June to evict the remaining holdouts, while demanding past-due real estate taxes, claims for use in occupancy, and claims to collect rent from third parties to the tune of almost $1 million. Almost no one knows that infuriated city residents mounted what from all appearances was a successful petition drive to put the question of the city property takeover of the Kilo and Cristofaro properties on the ballot in just 3 weeks. Absent the petition and looming referendum overhang, it seems likely that city council would have brought on the bulldozers. Instead, it began negotiations with Connecticut Governor Jody Rell. Rell ultimately brokered a deal that, while constitutionally unacceptable, was probably the best that anyone could have hoped for in that situation. All things that he says the media just didn't report on. And one more thing. Going back to the sordid history of the case itself, almost no one knows that the high-powered, politically connected Italian dramatic club was allowed to remain in Fort Trumbull, while each and every home around it was leveled. Notable exception to the NLDC's plan to clear-cut the neighborhood is the Italian Dramatic Club. This is a flashback to one report on this from back in the day at, IJ, so the Institute for Justice, the libertarian group of lawyers that helped defend Suzette Kilo and the rest of these folks in this case. They're the ones that did this reporting, no one else. So about this dramatic club, it's a politically connected social club of Connecticut's political establishment, which is located where? In the very same neighborhood as all the houses targeted for destruction. Among the Italian Dramatic Club's patrons was former Connecticut Governor John Rowland, who helped direct much of the state's funding for the NLDC's work in New London, and who resigned in June 2004 amid an ethics scandal. The club was informed in September of 2000 that it could remain in the neighborhood. The unelected NLDC decision to preserve the politically powerful Italian Dramatic Club while demanding that new Londoners move out led Fort Trumbull homeowner Matt Derry to quip that the NLDC's actions in his neighborhood have been both shameful and shameless. According to Newsbusters, as far as he can tell, establishment media coverage of Pfizer's latest move and its real-world relevance in the Kilo ruling has thus far been non-existent.
Well, this is all business as usual. The government making favors for certain people and hurting everyone else. I mean, that's normal, right?
And business as usual, no one knows about it.
That's right.
The newspapers don't report on it.
They pretend like it never happened.
They do. I don't know why it is that newspapers do things like this. They're not just newspapers, but news organizations do things like this. It seems like they don't want to report on their government.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind here in the remaining moments. Enough time for you and your thoughts. 800-259-9231. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about the Secret Service interviewing a young man at school, and his parents had no idea. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Conjuring. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spirko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you, your thoughts. You can make the call to 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
There on the site, you will find various features. One of those features is our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built into the very same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And if you like the fact that we give you features like the cam for free, then you can voluntarily support the show by going and shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links that you find there. There's different links for different countries, so you pick the appropriate one for you. And when you enter Amazon through that link, at that point, whatever you check out, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. It's the same great Amazon prices, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items, even used items as well. You're just entering through our portal, and so Amazon sends us a cut of the sale. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. So, Mark, let's change gears. You had mentioned something the other night that you had to share, and we never got to it. JJ, you look confused.
I do.
Were we supposed to do something else?
No. I'm just wondering what he's got to share.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, it's something about the Secret Service, and how old was the kid they went after?
Seventh grader.
Seventh grade. That'd be about 12, maybe 13, 11.
Sounds about right.
Something in there. Yeah. What did they do? Threaten the president or something? Usually that's when the Secret Service comes out, is when it's a threat against...
our currency. Yeah.
Let's read the story.
Right, counterfeiting. That's right. They deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
A Tacoma seventh grader faced federal interrogation at school for what he posted on his Facebook page. His mom said it all happened without her knowledge or permission. Timmy Robertson said Timmy said she had just finished lunch with a friend Friday when she got a phone call from her son's school. I answered it, and the school security guard, who's giving me a heads up that the secret Service was here with the Tacoma Police Department, and they have Vito, I guess that's his son, and they're talking to him, Robertson said. After Osama bin Laden was killed, the 13-year-old Vito La Pinta posted on an update on his Facebook status that got the feds' attention. I was saying how Osama was dead and for Obama to be careful because there would be suicide bombers.
Wow.
A lot of people believe that this is the case, that there may be some kind of retribution, whether it's on the American public or Obama in general or whatever. A week later, while Vito was in his fourth period class, he was called into the principal's office. A man walked in with a suit and glasses and said he was part of the Secret Service, La Pinta said. He told me it was because of the post that I'd made that indicated I was a threat to the president. The Tacoma School District acknowledged the Secret Service agent questioned Vito and that he was a security guard who called Vito's mom because the principal was on another call. The school district said they didn't wait for Vito's mother to get there because they thought she didn't take the phone call seriously. Okay, the Secret Service is here to question your son. You didn't take it seriously? I don't understand. I mean, okay, it would seem to me if the school district has the school district would not have the authority to allow your child to talk to a Secret Service person.
Sure they would. They can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want, but they are the guardian at the time that they have them.
Well, they should be protecting the state.
That's exactly what they're there for.
So, wait a minute. Who called the Secret Service?
Somebody must have seen
the
his
Secret
Facebook
Service
update.
Probably called him.
So do you think they reacted to his Facebook? Out of the millions and millions of people that used
somebody
Facebook.
Had to snitch on him.
Someone... Okay,
somebody
was this done in school?
List.
Was this done in school? Are you saying he posted this while he was...
No, this was a sub... When a sub
no, they just came to get him in the school.
Right, okay.
Because when the cops want a kid, most kids are in government schools, so
right.
They're easy to get to.
Sure.
Which is, by the way, yet another reason to keep your kids out of government school. I mean, clearly this was not a threat. He was making a statement about what might have been more likely as a result of, you know, continuing the cycle of violence, and I would say that his statement may be accurate. But it doesn't even sound like even close to flirting with being a threat to me.
Well, I suppose it depends on the tone of voice you use, and his name is Vito.
Right? Yeah, but Vito...
Hey, Obama better be careful, you know what I mean?
Suicide bombers.
Yeah, anybody named Vito, there's trouble there.
This is the Secret Service throwing its weight around with the intention of making themselves more scary and mm-hmm. making you stay in line. So if you don't like Obama, you better keep a civil tongue in your head. Is basically what this is all about. This mm-hmm. is another making example situation. Now I'd like to point out. The Tammy Robertson, the mom, says this is a blatant lie that she didn't take this seriously. The teen's mom said she rushed to Truman Middle School immediately and arrived to discover that her son had already been questioned for a half an hour.
Jeez.
So, I mean, how much faster could the lady have gotten there? I just about lost it, she said. My 13-year-old son is supposed to be safe and secure in his classroom, and he's being interrogated without my knowledge or consent privately.
Well, that's what you get for putting him in a government school, thinking he's safe and secure.
I don't know whether a private school would necessarily have turned these folks away. I mean, they truly have the aura of power.
They might have waited to let the person interview that child until the parent was there, at least, or maybe given a maybe 15 more minutes. Who knows?
It would seem to me there would be a better chance.
She's uninformed. She's not dumb. Most people are uninformed when it comes to the government. They believe that the government's there to protect them, and then all of a sudden the world comes crashing down on them when they find out the hard way otherwise that the reverse is the case. The fact that her son was at that government school put him at their jeopardy from, you know, whatever kind of things that they want to subject him to. And they cannot be held liable for this in any way, shape, or form. She can make a stink. She can tell the media, they can report on it, but ultimately nothing will change as a result of this. The next time Secret Service or the local cops or whoever, the state police, anytime anybody with a badge shows up at this school, those guys at the school are just going to let them in and let them do whatever it is they want to do.
Yeah. And then they're going to make some excuse about it later, and what's the big deal? Here it says, the mother says she isn't financially able to take legal action, but hopes that her family's story raises awareness about the treatment that she and her son had endured.
What's she going to sue for? What standing would she have in court?
Probably some constitutional violation thing.
What would
I imagine?
I don't know.
I mean, she wants to sue. I imagine there's some legal
thing. It'll get kicked right out. No standing. What are you going to sue for?
Right. You could get a lawyer to take this if it was done by a private corporation. But because it's done by the government, lawyers won't touch it. It's not worth suing the government.
They know they're going to get kicked out because 99 times out of 100, when you try to sue the state...
I don't know the statistics right, but it's a high percentage.
It's a lot. According to Mark Stevens, frequently what will happen is they will just kick it right back out in your face and say, you got no standing. You can't even bring this suit. We're not going to let you get past go.
That's what they do. It's sad. There's nothing you can do about situations like this.
They had no obligation to inform her that this was even happening. The whoever it was that called her did her that favor because he didn't have to do that at all. You know, her son could have come home from school on that day and said, oh, by the way, Mommy, I got interviewed by the Secret Service today. And she would have been completely caught off guard. It was because that one school aide or security agent decided to do her the courtesy of at least making that one phone call. That's the only reason why she even found out about this nearby when it happened. So because one bureaucrat had the, you know, wherewithal to, maybe I should call his mom.
Yeah, that's the security guard. I can't even imagine. They say that the excuse the school says is that the principal is on another call, but we don't even know that that's true.
So, well, you know, they had to interview him right then. I mean, he could have run out and strapped a bomb to himself and blown up the president.
Oh, my. Sure. Yes, definitely. He would have done that.
Well, if they would have waited a half an hour until the mom came, she might not have let them interview him. And that's not what this is about. This is about power. The Secret Service just needs to throw its weight around and show you people, you better keep a civil tongue in your head about the president. You better watch what you say. And it better not be interpretable at all to something that's violent, because in this case, the oldest kid did, a 13-year-old kid, posts online that, basically, Barack Obama better watch out because there'll be suicide bombers because Osama bin Laden's been killed. That's it. I was saying how Osama was dead and for Obama to be careful because there would be suicide bombers.
Yeah, it sounds to me more like he was concerned about Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
Obama.
Well, those of you listening that think the government's there to help you, guess what? You're wrong. They're not.
Yeah. They're going to help themselves to your money and obedience.
And the Secret Service is just another way of saying secret police. That's it.
And if you think your kids are safe in school, in government school, or honestly, I don't know how this would have been in a private school, frankly. I think it would depend on the private school. It would depend on whoever's in charge of that private school.
I think your odds would be better at a private school.
I would agree with that.
But the best odds are to have your kids at home as an unschooling/homeschooling situation, because then the government will not have easy access to them. You put them in a government school, they're completely under control and the thumb. They're essentially in prison for 8 hours a day.
They probably found this kid by going on line, looking at his name, then saying, okay, well, let's check the local schools and see.
No. Mark, he likely has his school listed on Facebook. Most kids have their school listed on Facebook.
Yeah, but they don't have their addresses. So the Secret Service agents wouldn't, if you were a homeschooled kid, wouldn't just be able to, they'd have to do a little research.
Yeah, they would. So this really just makes it easy for us.
And if you have your home owned in some kind of trust or in some kind of corporate name, then it's that much harder to find you.
Well, it's not just him, but it's also the students around him. Oh, you know, Joey got talked to by Secret Service. See these men and they come in with their sunglasses and their suits and their guns. And, oh, wow, that's scary. We better do what they say.
Right, and they knew what he was saying online, and so their tentacles go everywhere. And so be intimidated, kids.
Exactly.
Government's out to get you. I mean, protect you. Anyway, we're out of time for tonight. It's Vinny in here with you.
JJ.
And Mark. Back tomorrow. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.